Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Jim Shulman. He is a coach of established and successful entrepreneurs who have one problem that they already know how to fix. I have Silke Jeffries. She's helping women nearing retirement or at retirement build the next season of their life. She's a three-time author. And I have Michael May. He has 20 years of corporate sales and leadership development that he is now using for small businesses. And Dr. Hannah Hartwell, multilingual, 15 years in leadership and development, learning and development. The question I have for you today, what are the similarities and differences between empathy and compassion? Hannah, kick us off.
Thank you, Dr. Robin. So before we start talking about the similarities and differences, it's really important to define these terms because I think a lot of people do see them as interchangeable. So if we agree on a definition, that will help as well a lot with the discussion. So in terms of the definition of empathy, I see that as really experiencing a situation, some sort of emotion as the other person goes through it. And compassion, I also see as an emotional experience, but not as closely as experiencing it as though you're going through it with that person. But then it also has the component of figuring out ways to help that person.
Okay.
So that explains some of the differences and the similarities. I would say in terms of a similarity, they both obviously are some form of a strong emotional response.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I see the differences, and to me, there's differences in energy with both of them. You know, I've talked to a number of people who are empaths, and they talk about really being drained by the experiences of others because they're going through it. They don't really have a way to do anything about it. They're just experiencing that emotion with the other person. And then compassion really is a different in that I think it spurs the energy to help and to be really creative. Like you see something going on and you are kind of called to do something, which makes you start thinking, you know, what about this? So I see that energy is like a creative energy that comes out of compassion in terms of how to find a resolution that's beneficial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree 1,000% with you, Silke. And one of the things that I've noticed is that I go to advertising and promotion. I've seen so many things described as compassionate, usually because there's a product or service attached to it. But I've never seen somebody saying empathetic care center, but lots of compassionate care centers. And I believe you're right about the idea of bringing activity. And Dr. Hannah, you mentioned something similar, the fact that there is action involved.
Michael.
Oh, well, great points that fully agree. I will add in the emotional intelligence is added into that. You know, with empathy, you know, is definitely an emotion and a feeling. You know, can you see what they're going through, have feelings towards what they're going through, compassion, you're taking action beyond just the feelings, but, you know, are you putting yourself in that situation? What can you do about it? You're really called to take action. But with the emotional intelligence aspect is, you know, cognitively, are you putting yourself in those situations and really feeling it and driving that awareness of, you know, it's really the drive behind it is what I would add.
So if we're saying, kind of maybe to summarize a little bit, empathy is I feel your feelings and compassion is I understand your feelings and I care and I want to do something about it. Can you have one without the other? Are they distinctly different enough to have one without the other? Do you need both?
Is it a matter of need or can they occur? Okay. I look at it as I can be empathetic and compassionate. It's wonderful when the two of them are involved, but it's also possible that it could be either or.
I have a hard time seeing compassion without empathy. Otherwise, it's like, what would the call to action really be? But I think it is definitely possible to be empathetic without being compassionate. I think you can feel the things and either not know how to do anything about it or just feel like it's not your calling or not something you should be doing.
I think I disagree on that one, but go ahead.
Okay.
Hannah, go ahead.
I was going to add also, I agree with everything that people have said so far, but also it's really important to consider your audience at that particular situation, because sometimes the other person or the people that you're talking with, they want you to be more empathetic, depending on the situation, or maybe more compassionate. It depends. So that's a really important consideration.
So I was thinking, Suki, when you were speaking, I'm thinking, I think it's possible to have compassion without empathy. So empathy is I feel, like I can feel your pain. Compassion is I understand your pain. So I think that I feel like they're different things, but you can have compassion without empathy. But if you have empathy, I feel like it would be really hard to not have compassion.
I think that would go to Dr. Hannah's point about the audience. I think some people want you to empathize, but not necessarily take any action.
I've also seen situations of people say who worked in hospices and they did not have a terminal illness. They might not have had family members who had a terminal illness, but they were quite compassionate about those in that facility.
Yeah, I like that analogy, Jim. You know, I think on the business world, but I guess also outside of business, with the compassion and even with empathy, with both of them, there can become inherent bias. So, you know, so there may be people that could empathize or have compassion about certain subjects, but completely the opposite on something else where, you know, sometimes people may seem that it's very ironic, like, wow, how can you act that way and care so much about this one subject, but not about something else.
I do think that it's become very trendy to be an empath. And I feel like a lot of people say that, like, oh, I'm an empath and I feel other people's feelings really deeply. And I don't know if it's because I'm jaded or if because I feel like it's become so trendy. I don't feel like it can be as true as people feel like it is. There can't be that many people who can't function because other people's feelings are impacting them.
Do you think that you have to not be able to function because other people's feelings are impacting them? Or, you know, I think maybe that the term itself has become a trendy thing to say. Perhaps the feeling and the being behind it is the same, but maybe they've got a word for it now. So I definitely hear it a lot more. I don't know that you have to be brought down by other people's feelings, although some certainly are.
Yeah, some certainly are. Yes.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to consider is if people are mixing up the fact that they feel empathy versus compassion. I think that we might be seeing that some in the marketplace where people are using them being empaths as for marketing.
Yeah, I think in the marketing arena, it's definitely trendy.
Yeah. I'm curious, Dr. Robin, have you ever called anybody on it when you smelled a less than candid empathy comment?
So there's toxic positivity and that kind of thing. There's also a toxicity to, like, I had someone tell me that I was feeling something that I wasn't feeling. And when I was like, yeah, that's not where I am. They're like, I'm an empath. I know what you're feeling. I'm like, you cannot possibly know what I'm feeling more than I know what I'm feeling. That is not a
thing.
Oh,
that's interesting.
So I did call that out when someone tried to, and she doubled down on it and was nasty. I ended up having to block her because I was just like, I cannot argue with someone who thinks they know me better than I know me. That was just
That is interesting.
And that's not compassionate.
Yeah, that's just hostile.
Yeah. So that for me was very interesting, which is kind of why I grapple with people using these two words interchangeably. I don't think they're interchangeable. Sure. I think they're very different things. And the way we use language is what allows us to be able to have good communication, good voice, and understand ourselves. And so when I see people use them incorrectly, I want to say, yeah, that's, you're not talking about what you think you're talking about.
That's a good point. And also in terms of good communication, which you just mentioned, it makes me think about when I'm experiencing some kind of situation. And I know there's certain people I would reach out to who are more empathetic, and then certain people I'd reach out to who are more compassionate. So that's been interesting, because if I just want advice for something, I would reach out to one person. Or if I want that emotional mutual connection, then I would reach out to somebody else.
That's a great point. And that's a good place for us to end a 10-minute conversation. Thank you so much for having it with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.